Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. This tree is easily spotted by its fruit.
When you come up to a burdock tree, you'll see the fruit. Most people call it horse apple. It's a yellowish color and will get as large as grapefruit. I always kind of joke with people, it can be kind of a hard hat area.
Lee Ellis is park manager of Bonham State Park, where the bodark can be seen in large numbers. The apples are not edible to humans, but Ellis says people have found them useful.
Some people actually still use bodark apples to put around their homes. There is food for thought out there that it'll actually keep spiders and insects from getting to your house.
But more valued than its apples is the bodark's wood.
Especially before the invention of barbed wire, people would use it as hedges. The bark actually had spines on it, so it acted as a natural barrier. And the wood itself is very durable, very hard, very elastic also, and it turned out to be very resistant to termites and other insects. So they would use it, early settlers, for everything from fence posts, grave markers, foundations for houses. Matter of fact, at one time, the only way to get a loan for a house in Texas was if the foundation was made out of bodark.
That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.